Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shnayim Ve'esrim, the 22nd and final chapter in the Ram Sechus Eitz Laws of Testimony, Sefer Shoyit, from the book of Judges. In this Perek, we finish off the discussion regarding when we have witnesses who contradict each other. Specifically, when you have witnesses from groups that contradict each other as the ramifications of that. As Ram begins Halachah regarding when this is oral testimony. Shtei kiti edim ha-mekhisha zu azu. Not hazama, but when you have two pairs of witnesses that contradict each other. Shabo eid echad, no. Okay, so the contradiction, so for that case, we're not going to consider either one of them. Now, what happens if Shabo eid echad mekadzu? You have one witness from this pair, ve eid echad mekadzu, one witness from the other pair, ve eid ve eid zacharis, and those two combine and say a different testimony. So in Kanedis, there's no testimony. Shrebevadi echad mehem shaker. One of the two witnesses definitely was lying, because one said this guy borrowed and this guy said he didn't borrow. They were contradicting each other. So then one of the show lied. Vein yudu mihu mishtem. We don't know which one of the two of them, but be that as it may, you can't have those two witnesses combining. Now, what happens if bo kadzu b'fnei atzma v'idu edus? What happens if this group on its own comes independently and says a testimony? Uvo kadzu v'idu edus achez b'fnei atzma. Then this other pair comes on their own and says some other testimony. We will accept each one of those witnesses on their own, because ultimately we never said that they were ever found to be liars. We just know that the witnesses contradict each other, so they never lost their chazakah, and independently we will accept them. Halacha basically is, what happens if we have testimony regarding in the documentation? So Reuben shalitzi al Shimon shnei shtaris. Reuben produces two documents on Shimon that he owes him money. Echad b'mana v'echad b'masayim. One for 100 dinar, one for 200 dinar. And Shimon, the defendant, is denying both documents that he owes him money. Now, the witnesses of this document, Kat Achas Moisez Hashnaim, was one of the two pairs from those two pairs that contradicted each other, Shekhit Zuazu. Now, actually, the second document that Reuben had, of the second document, was Akat Hashni, was the second group of that contradicted that other group. So, Hare Shimon Yushalam Mano. So, Shimon only has to pay 100 dinar. Not the document of the 200 dinar. Because the possession of the one who's holding the document has the lower hand, because since one of the two groups are invalid, we don't know which one, so therefore he cannot only collect the lesser of the two, and the big one, he has to lose that, because you cannot extract money out of debt. You're trying to be mitzi mammon, you can't do it in misafik, and we know one of them are liars. And v'yishav al hashar, and the borrower has to swear regarding the amount of the larger document, and then he's let off the hook. Now, Yerali, it appears to me, says the Rambam, that this oath that the borrower has to, the debtor has to swear on the rest, is benekidit chev, it's holding a holy object like a sefer Torah. Because it might be a mix, like the halacha of someone who admits to part of the claim, because here you have two valid witnesses that are even bemiktas amaman, that are testifying regarding some of the money, where we don't know which one, but some of it, and shakafa bekul, and he's denying all of it. But he has to pay some of it, because some of it we know for sure are valid witnesses. But we just take the less of the two. But v'loite atoy zbivit, you can't have the person's own admission when he's moide mixes, when he admits to part of it, that when then he make him take an oath on the rest. That cannot be greater mandos edim, more than when you have witnesses testifying, where you have witnesses testifying obligating him to pay part of the claim, which are these two documents, one that he has to. Comes around like we explained, this nechatan minit in perik da'alacha yud, where if someone claims from his friend 100 dinar, and the guy denies everything, and witnesses testify that he owes him 50, so he has to pay 50 and has to swear regarding the rest, because he cannot have, when he himself admits to 50, be stronger than when witnesses testify that he owes 50, that then the rest you have to swear. Same thing would be over here regarding the other document. He would have to swear like a hamoidim mixes type of shvu, which is chayim with a holding a holy object, not like a shvu hesses, that you wouldn't have to hold a holy object like moidim mixes. Halacha gimel, haitzi Reuben shtar al Levi. If Reuben produces a document against Levi, the edov and the witnesses are kat achas mishtehen, is one of the two groups that we had that contradicted each other. Then, Vayitzi Shimon Shtar Sheni al Levi. Shimon, not Reuben, he produces a second document on Levi, the same defendant. The Edom Hakad Hashni, and his witnesses are actually the second set of witnesses of that original contradiction. The Levi covered Bishneim. Levi, the defendant, is denying both of these documents. So, the halacha is, in this case, Hadei Reuben Nishba Benaitel. Reuben could swear and collect, but Shimon Nishba Benaitel, and Shimon could swear that he's owed this money, he collects. Because sure, one of them has by him, we just don't know which one, and which one is the liars. And therefore, we cannot cause a loss to any one of them, and therefore, by default, the borrower is going to have the loss, where the court's going to have to collect something, and therefore each one could be nishba menaitel from the defendant. Now, Shavuah Zubah, the Ganz Chacham, and even this oath that they have to take is only from a Binnig injunction to calm down the borrower. Like a storekeeper on his ledger, where we have a similar thing when the guy tells the storekeeper to pay his workers, and they each claim that they didn't, the workers claim they didn't get yet, and the storekeeper claims he gave it, that they could collect from the employer, and they have to swear, but again, it's only that he shouldn't be upset about the process, but rightfully so, that they could claim from him what they're owed. Halacha Dalet. Haitzi Reuven Shtar al Shimon. If Reuven produced a document against Shimon, the Eidav Katachas Mehem, and the witnesses on his document was one of these peers of the contradictory peers. V'haitzi Shtar Shenya Levi. Now, here, unlike the previous halacha, where the defendant was the same, here the claimant is the same. Reuven is producing a document on Shimon, which is one of the pair of witnesses. Wait to Shtar Sheni on Levi, and then he produces a second document on Levi. The Eidav Akadoshni, and the witnesses on that document are the second pair. For Kolechemim Kavibayna, each one of the defendants are denying the claim that Reuven has on them. So here he's trying to collect. He has the onus of proof on him. Why? Because since Reuven cannot verify one of the two documents, because one of them is for sure invalid, we just don't know which one because they contradict each other, and we don't know who's the one that was lying. So essentially, each one of the documents is like a piece of earthenware, because since it's a suffix of mammon, so therefore the defendant benefits, and the one who's claiming is the one who loses out, because he's moitzi mechavei, he's trying to collect. He has to bring the onus of proof, which we can't. We don't know who was the one that was lying. Ushne hanitan and nishman heses, and the two defendants, all they do is they swear a rabbinic oath that what regarding this kaifa I call it, they're saying that they don't owe the money, and they're going to be exempt. Now, when we say this, if the two sets of witnesses were coming to testify at the same time, and like we're saying, for sure one of them is invalid. But if whoever produces a document that has the testimony of one of these two groups, how does it give it? But he could collect with it. And if subsequently he produces afterwards, whether it be the same person, or whether someone else, a star, a document that has testimony from the second pair of witnesses, how does it give it? But he could collect with it. And this Beimim Avarishan, or some have the Girsa, Beimim Haloiva, whether from the first bar, Beimim Acha, whether from a second bar, doesn't make a difference. Should it call Kat Mishtei and Boba from the Asma of it either? Because here, each one of these two groups of witnesses are being used in their testimony independently. And since independently we consider them invalid, so then you can have to collect. Only when they're coming at the same time, then you can't use both, because one of them is for sure, like we said, contradictory to the other one. And that's when you would run into the problem. Halacha Hey, regarding the strength of two witnesses, even when there is a secondary concern related to it. So Mishahivi Aidim, Vinechkare Dusam. If someone brings witnesses and their testimony has been verified, Vuhuazamu, and turns out that Hazam is done to them. Then Machazav Hivi Aid Machinim. Then this same claimant brings other witnesses, Ba'isa Taina Asma, with the same claim, and again Vuhuazamu. Again those witnesses had Hazama done to them. Afila Meyakat, even if this happens to 100 pairs of witnesses that he brings, turns out they're all lying. But then he brings 101st, brings another pair of witnesses with the same claim. Turns out that this pair of witnesses are precise. No one could come along and say, hey, you guys, you were with us somewhere else at the same time. How could you say this? Then done, not pay him. Then we would judge the case based on what they're saying, even though there was 100 pairs that this guy had worked falsely first. Because even though this claimant has been established, that he's making this claim, Lahavi Eidim Shakram, to bring false witnesses. It's already been 100 pair of witnesses that he brought that were false. But it's never been established that these last pair of witnesses, that they're liars. People, we can't establish that they're liars because of the claimant being a fraud. So therefore, we're going to go based on what they're saying. Avashtar Shakar Lav Ar, but in contrast, if you have a document that has been contested, that the borrower is claiming that it's invalid, and that is Shivoy Shnaim B'Yemru, that two people come along and they say, Mimenu Shal Azayif Leishtar Zeh. This claimant actually asked us to forge for him this document. He wanted us to sign falsely on this document. So in that case, Avvishn is Kamishtam Echasamav, even if the document subsequently is validated from its witnesses, meaning that they're able to verify the signatures, witnesses from some other documentations that they have in court that they recognized that it matches up. In Gavim by La'ilam, that you can never collect with forever, because you have to be concerned that maybe he himself learned how to go ahead and practice the art of forgery, and he forged those same actual signatures. But says the Rambam, Birol, it appears to me, Shembo Eid de Hashtar. But if the witnesses of the document, they themselves come, they testify on their own handwriting, and they remember the loan, even if they don't remember their own selves signing on it, but since they recognize their signature, it would definitely would be indicating factor to say that this is a valid document, then you would be able to collect with this document, even though this guy had attempted, at least we have witnesses who say he attempted to write this document falsely, but ultimately when the witnesses themselves come along and verify, then we will collect with it. We have concluded the laws of testimony with heavenly assistance.